This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number one of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there, and it's all totally free. Freetalklive.com. Loaded up tonight, as always. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. But on the way, we've got a story about, well, we're going to start things out with, I guess, an op-ed, some sort of an editorial by Bill Westmiller from the Republican Liberty Caucus, entitled, Anarchists Scare Me. We'll find out what that's all about.
That's what we're starting with?
I think we're going to start with that. Okay. Plus, there's a lot of bustling going on in Washington, D.C. We talked about gasoline prices over the weekend, and the senators and the House representatives are busy talking about that as well, except they're talking about regulations and crackdowns and investigations, and we'll fill you in there. Plus, a man has posted a sign in his front yard, and neighbors are very angry about it. We'll tell you what the sign says on the way and more. So, 1-800-259-9231. Manwich, let's go with the anarchists scare me, because I'm interested in that.
Great. So, by Bill Westmiller, who is the president of the Republican Liberty Caucus, group of libertarians who are working within the Republican Party. So, anarchists scare me. Not in a political sense, because all the anarcho-capitalists that I know are sweet pussycats or cuddly teddy bears. Kind of like you, Ian. A cuddly teddy bear.
A cuddly teddy bear.
Nor in a political sense, because I share nearly all of their anger and disdain for statism. What I fear is the apostolic certainty that no answer is the answer to every social question. No authority...
Wait, no... What?
No answer is the answer to every social question. Like, every social question there is no answer, and that's the answer.
Okay.
Nihilism sort of... Anyway, let him go on a little farther. No authority and no rules will always encourage rational self-interest, goodwill, and beneficial commerce among all humans. The belief in this, he says, is scary. Anarchy only works when it isn't obvious that governance is everywhere, among a small group of people who share the same ethical and cultural norms, isolated from any challenge. The rules can be well known and the authority of the enforcers unquestioned. Such a society is not anarchist. It is governed by an historic and persistent consensus about proper social conduct. It may be the most repressive and oppressive society in the world, but there are no alternatives to compliance. This governance by social ostracism and arbitrary norms, usually religious, is what anarchists must fall back on as the only valid solution to social problems. Are you sticking with me on this?
It's a little flowery. He's saying that he's scared because of ostracism. Ostracism scares him?
He's scared that someone would fall back and rely on that as the only, that's all you've got as an anarchist.
Well, I think he's sort of missing... Okay, I see where he's coming from here. And anarchy does mean without rule. Mm-hmm. However, I think most anarcho-capitalists really only apply that to the government. So, like, we want to get the government out of people's lives. But I don't think a free marketeer would disagree with the fact that an individual should be able to create rules on his or her own property. So I'm not sure. I don't think he's really addressing what it is that we're looking to do.
Well, let's go a little farther and see how it goes. Medieval Iceland is not an example of anarcho-capitalism. It is a patriarchy among a handful of families ruled by chieftains operating a legal system that even included taxes. It had no need for common defense until it was too late to create one. It was a government operated purely on seniority and based on religious dictates that suffered no challenge. Not even David Friedman contends that it was an anarcho-capitalist utopia.
Huh.
Not sure who David Friedman is, but probably the guy who wrote the book that you were talking about. Yeah. Governance does imply broad social interaction. Alone on an island, there is nothing other than self-governance. One must conforming to the dictates of nature in order to survive, but these are rules enforced by the death penalty, even in the most minor violation. Even Galt's Gulch was a fictional refuge of individualists who all shared a common philosophy. Rand never considered it an anarchist utopia, and in her non-fictional work, Shirley supports the proposition that if had, if it had served the purpose of her story, she would have described the laws, authority, and judicial methods of Gulch government in the Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
So she's claiming that Ayn Rand would have had government in Gulch's Gulch. Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah.
If anarchy is the rejection of rules and authority, on what grounds do anarchists propose to rule propose a rule of self-conduct, such as the non-initiation principle? By what authority do they propose to enforce the rule? Who will determine whether a violation has occurred? What resources will society use to establish the guilt of the perpetrator? What rules will be applied to determine just compensation or punishment? Again, no answer is the answer. People will work it out.
All of this is the reason why I don't like to call myself an anarchist.
Yeah.
I think
it makes some tough decisions.
Well, I think free marketeer is much more accurate to what it is that I'm looking to do.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking to provide defense. I'm looking to provide some of the same services that are currently provided on a coercive basis mm-hmm. by our government on a voluntary way. So it's not like I am totally opposed to rules. I mean, I have rules in my house. You can't smoke. I mean, you can't smoke in this studio for sure, and you definitely can't smoke in my house. If you're going to smoke, you need to step outside. So that's a rule. But does that make me not an anarchist? Maybe. Maybe I'm not an anarchist. Maybe I'm a free marketeer. Because in a free market, if you own property, you're free to set rules on that property. And so therefore, if you've got a gulch of some sort, that is a large piece of property where a bunch of different people have come to live on, presumably somebody owned that large piece of property prior to subdividing it, and therefore they could set a series of rules for that particular piece of property or each subdivision of the property. So I'm not opposed to rules, man, which I'm opposed to rules enforced on a coercive basis. I'm opposed to rules that you're born into.
The rules are coercive anyway. I mean, you're forcing people not to smoke in your house. Possibly
no,
to the
not
point of
forcing them not to smoke. I'm asking them to not smoke or I'll get angry.
Right. Well, in that particular case, but you could very well, in a world without laws, you could very well get to the point where you're in fact enforcing the rule of no smoking in your house at the point of a gun. I mean, mm-hmm. and that's coercive.
If you break the rule, you're going to be asked to leave.
Right. It's coercive. So what I'm saying,
but it's not coercive, but not involuntary
in the sense that you could choose to smoke elsewhere.
Well, you also volunteered to come to my house.
Right.
And if you're coming to my house, you're agreeing to the rule.
So it's voluntary, not involuntary. What I was saying.
So, I mean, maybe voluntarist or free marketeer is a better term for people like me.
But
I don't, like, the more you're talking about it, the less I like the term anarchist. And I didn't like it before this conversation.
Oh, I know you don't. And what bothers, I guess one of the things that bothers me is the thought process that somehow it's all just going to work out, you know, that there's not going to be anybody, any group, any governing group, because you're not proposing in your little version of free marketeer, you're not proposing that there be no rules and no government. You're just proposing voluntary rules and voluntary government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's to stop? I mean, the people that govern now are, power hungry and
they
want to get in control and they want to do everything they can to get more power. What's to stop those same people, which will then be in voluntary government at that point,
mm-hmm.
From then doing things like fighting wars with other groups of, governing groups and just doing all kinds of coercive
stuff? We've already talked about one reason why mm-hmm. that wars wouldn't be fought in a free market system is because mm-hmm. they're expensive. I mean, our current government pays for its wars by printing money and then handing that money over to the defense contractors. And then the defense contractors, spend it and they give it to their employees and it inflates the economy. So they're able to fund wars without actually having to ask anybody for the money or even go around and take it from them. They just print it. And you wouldn't be able to do that.
I have more questions on that. And they did fight wars back when money was real.
That's true. However, they actually had a more difficult time, arranging that. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go get them for free right there on the front page of the website. We go back for over a year. That's right. You get a year's worth of archives free at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So we're starting out here on a, kind of a Well, what am I looking for? We're talking about anarchy.
Yes, very cerebral.
Philosophical, that's what we're looking
for. Yeah, philosophical.
And we're reading an article by Bill Westmiller. He's the head of the Republican Liberty Caucus, which, as you pointed out, man, which is a group of libertarians that has decided that they want to go for liberty by trying to influence the Republican Party.
Right.
And so that's who he is.
And it sort of seems like the Republican Party is more ripe for that than, say, the Democratic Party, at least that's my belief, and that's their belief.
And I'm glad he wrote this article, because it's outlining the reasons for me why it is that I'm not really an anarchist,
mm-hmm.
and I'm instead a free marketeer. And I believe the two are different, because according to the direct translation of anarchy, it means without rule. And I'm not necessarily against rules. I'm just against rules that are coercively imposed by governments.
I get the impression from this article, though, that that's sort of what Bill is talking about. He's talking about, people of your bend. Anarcho-capitalists is the term he uses.
Well, he's talking just plain about not having rules. He doesn't mention anything in there about people being able to set rules on private property. He's approaching anarchy by its direct definition, and that is no rule. Now, if you go to thefreedictionary.com, anarchy is defined as absence of any form of political authority. But I think it would probably depend on what dictionary you went to,
right,
as far as what definition you pulled down.
Okay.
Whereas I think free marketeer doesn't say anything about rules. Free marketeer just simply says, we believe the free market will provide whatever services you're looking for. So if you're looking for rules, the free market will provide those too. All right, so go ahead.
So he has a point at the end that I want to make sure that we get to.
Please do.
Now, liberty is a fragile idea based on an understanding of individual rights and freedom from oppression. Rights are purely proper claims to ownership based on the nature of human beings. It's an intellectual concept which requires knowledge of the many lessons of history which demonstrate the benefits of voluntary cooperative conduct.
See, I like that part.
Yeah. Libertarians and free marketeers have a lot of verbiage that sticks,
right,
together. But he's sort of pointing out one of the main differences that scares him. Rights don't just spring out of documents or fall from the heavens. They are arguments, claims to ownership of self and the products of both intellectual and physical labor. You would agree that ownership is an intellectual label.
Sure.
I mean, just because this watch is lying here on the counter, it doesn't make it not yours.
It's yours.
It doesn't mean make it yours, and it doesn't make it mine.
Right.
It could be that if I could beat you two in hand-to-hand combat, that watch would be mine.
Indeed.
All right. So I just wanted to make that clear. I don't think that I'm going to take Torgo in hand-to-hand combat.
Now, the two of us, between Torgo and I think we could take you.
I think that Torgo by himself could probably take me.
I don't know. Manwich has some beefy arms.
All right. Let's forget physical combat, and let's get back to the article. They are arguments, claims to ownership of self and products of both intellectual and physical labor. Bringing them to fruition requires a long and persistent advocacy. Those who defend, not physically, but through persuasion by their just claims, the value of liberty for every human being, are the advocates, libertarians. Therein, my primary fear of anarchy, its equation with libertarianism. The two are not the same, and the absence of rules is not the same as the absence of oppression. In fact, liberty requires rules that define ownership and an authority for the resolution of disputes. These conditions not only require...
The rules about ownership and the resolution for disputes are things that can be provided on a market basis, in my opinion.
Only now that they are so solid... Like, there's no dispute what ownership is in the world, okay? And there's a time when ownership would absolutely be disputed. As a matter of fact, there is dispute. People believe that taxes are justifiably belong to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I know they do not. I worked for the money for those taxes, and the government has no right to come in and take them away from me.
I agree.
You and I understand that. But there are many people in this world that do not. There are many people in America that do not.
True.
There are people in this town that do not.
They think you owe.
Right. So they don't understand property in the same way that we understand property.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So what your understanding of property is in reliance on a sort of existing system.
Some people don't even believe in property.
Right. Some people don't necessarily agree. And some people don't. I don't really believe that.
You don't believe they don't believe in property?
Right.
I think you're right.
I think that suddenly...
They don't believe in property when it's convenient to them.
Right. When you take their family photos and start setting matches to them, because, in fact, that's your property, too.
Right.
It's just as much mine as it is yours. Then suddenly, their belief in property is going to change dramatically.
It will manifest.
And most of them live in the real world, so they, in fact, work at jobs and have items. So if
right.
you go into their car and, you know, say, I'm taking this car because it's mine and there's no such thing as property,
sure.
That they'll understand what... working for, items is all about.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, anyway, these conditions are not only required by capitalism, they are also necessary to preserve the freedom to pursue novelties and innovations in all forms of human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to wait for a utopian world of universally enlightened, self-interested, and the omniscient application of justice. Yes, that's what anarchy requires. It's a burden, an impediment, and a contradiction to the idea of liberty. If there are no fundamental principles of human conduct, If there are no fundamental principles of human conduct which can be imposed through law, prosecution, and resolution, then we must cast liberty into the moral equivalence pile with tyranny, oppression, and socialism. Anarchy, the denial of any governing rules for society, is the enemy of liberty.
Okay, so. I like his article,
mm-hmm.
And I see where he's coming from, and I agree. I think the free market can provide all the things he's looking for. I mean, could you disagree with this, man? Which let's wipe out the federal government.
No, not wipe it out. I would like
wipe
to
it out.
I don't want to wipe it out. No.
Why is it necessary?
I think that everything that the federal government does currently, we should offer on a voluntary basis. And,
so you're talking about wiping it out, because then it wouldn't be a government anymore.
Well, to some extent or another, I think that there can be voluntary solutions. I think that we need an army. We need to be protected. We need
and
an
you
Navy.
Want to fund it voluntarily?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's wiping out the government and creating some sort of a alternative funded on a voluntary basis, which
no,
could not possibly be called a government.
I don't see that.
Government's
okay.
ruled by force.
Okay.
So my point being here is that the federal government is certainly unnecessary at best. It's unnecessary. I mean, look, the states could easily govern themselves, right? I mean, we got 50 different governments amongst the 50 states. There's no reason why we couldn't just get rid of the federal government, and because it's really done nothing but burden us with new taxes and new spending.
I think our federal government should be in charge of maintaining a navy and drawing together an army.
I see.
And whatever means it is that we get together, you know, get that done, is whatever means it. I haven't really thought it through
so you'd
thoroughly.
You'd like to create a private entity called the federal government, fund it privately, and that would be okay.
GovCo.
1-800-259-9231. All right, anarchy. We got the free market. John wants to talk about the rally that happened in New Hampshire over the weekend, which is pretty exciting, from what I've been told. This is your show. You can bring up absolutely anything, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. It is our feature that allows you to go in and literally control the content. wiki.freetalklive.com, you get registered for free. You can edit anything that you see, almost anything that you see on there, and you can add to it. In fact, I believe our listeners have created over 500 unique pages of content there on the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com is where you need to go. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about this article by Bill Westmiller about anarchists or anarchy versus liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I tend to agree with him, which is one of the reasons why I stay away from being labeled as an anarchist, though I'm guilty of labeling myself as an anarchist more than a few times. And maybe it's because I've just been a little confused. But he helped iron a few things out for me. And that is that as a free marketeer, I'm all for rules on a private basis. I'm all for individuals who own private property setting whatever rules they'd like on that property. And that's fine with me. In fact, we were just going a moment ago talking about getting rid of the federal government. Because you got 50 different state governments around. I don't see why it is that they can't provide for their own defense. I mean, there's plenty of smaller European countries that get along and that
they have NATO. Their own defense.
Okay. Well, what is that?
NATO is North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That's okay. What it means, and it's essentially a government.
Is that right? I didn't know.
Basically,
I know they did the EU thing.
It's not as powerful as the EU is.
Ah.
The EU is a giant bureaucracy and growing. NATO was essentially a protection organization, a confederacy, as you
got it. Now you were proposing a privately funded military before we went to break there. And so if we were to get rid of the federal government and each of the states, you know, wanted to get involved in this military apparatus, they could each choose to be involved in it.
I like the idea of voluntary participation in everything. I think that people would understand the value of having their own military. At the same time, to me, that's really important to have.
So you'd pay a lot of money, then.
Go on, next point.
See, what I'd do is I'd move to Nebraska, where Nebraska wouldn't have to contribute to the military and would still get all the protection, because you have to go through the entire country from some angle to get to Nebraska. And, you know, there's not going to be a plane coming in to bomb Nebraska that says, "Nebraska bound, leave me alone." You know,
I'll tell you what, me and my fellow Kansans would kick your butt if you decided not to contribute.
Well, anyway, I just think that we definitely need to get coercive government out of our lives as far as possible and replace as much of it as possible with voluntary alternatives. And I see no reason why the entire federal government can't have voluntary alternatives. And I think that the lower you get down closer to local government, the more difficult that those questions get. But I think that we should have voluntary alternatives all the way down to the local level as well.
Yeah, I like the sound of all
that. Does that make me an anarchist? No, I don't think so.
I like the sound of all that stuff until, you know, people start testing me on my actual beliefs.
Yeah.
You know what I want?
Roads?
I want lower taxes.
Okay.
That's what I want.
That's a nice start.
Give me some lower taxes. Let's do away with the federal involvement in public schools. Let's get rid of the drug war.
Well, here's
specifically the war on marijuana.
Here's a man that we know agrees with us on lowering taxes. It's John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Okay.
Hey,
I'll
John.
For lower taxes.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I figured I'd call and give you a little update on the rally up here in New Hampshire at the State House on Saturday afternoon.
Good. We were hoping to hear from somebody on Saturday, but we didn't. So what happened?
Yeah, I'm thinking everybody's kind of especially the organizers. They've done so much work, and I know they were meeting afterwards, and, you know, maybe they just kind of got a little burnt out after the day. And
before you tell us how it went, tell us what the rally was for, because there's people that just tune in that have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, it was against something and for something. It's against the national ID, and therefore it's for a House bill. The House up here in New Hampshire overwhelmingly passed a bill to keep us out of the national ID program. And I don't know if that's an exact way of saying it. I'm hoping some others that
I believe you're right. That's essentially what it was. It was essentially a bill that says New Hampshire refuses participation in the federal government's so-called Real ID program.
And that's the bottom line on what the reason for the event was. And so Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, the weather held out beautifully for us. It was supposed to rain. Turned out to be a nice day, although a little bit on the cold side. And somewhere around 200 people showed up.
That's super.
You know Dave Ridley, and he's a stickler for getting these numbers, and so I'll trust his number because I actually saw him on the State House steps with his finger actually counting people in the crowd.
Excellent.
And he says there were 170. That's probably as close as you're going to get. One paper said over 100. Somebody else said about 200. So
I don't know if that counts the people that are coming in and leaving, because if you've got an event...
I don't think it does.
Right. How long did the event go for? Was it a couple hours?
It was only scheduled for 2 hours.
Right.
And part of that was setting up, and, you know, the speeches, these are not people that are long-winded and want to stand up there on a platform making
that's
a whole
good
day of it, you know, so they cut it short when they're done. And there were speakers from... I'm not sure how many organizations actually spoke, but there's 13 organizations headed by Joel Winters of NH Caspian, I think they pronounce it.
Yeah, I think it's Caspian. That's a group that is looking to get the just privacy rights and that sort of thing. I think they're really focused on the RFID chips and that sort of that idea. They want to get those things out of our lives, especially on a government force basis. And they've created quite a coalition of different interest groups there in New Hampshire to oppose Real ID. So this wasn't just an exclusive libertarian event. I was looking at their website. The Constitution Party is on board for this as well, because they're kind of afraid of the whole Mark of the Beast thing. So they're on board for it, and there's a variety of other groups that that came on. So I think that's fantastic. Now, I got to say, the highlight for me, having not been there and just having to look at the pictures at NH3.com, did you see the little checkpoint that they had built?
I sure did. I arrived at that checkpoint after spending some time out on the street, and that's another thing that the numbers don't count, because there were people out in front. They couldn't even be seen from the steps, outlining the street with signs and just passers-by.
Great.
So there's a whole other thing. And you walk through the archway into the lawn of the State House, and there were the Nazi checkpoint. And when they asked me for my papers, please, and there was a reporter standing right there, my answer was, F you.
Nice.
And they said, that's the appropriate answer to this.
So they let you go through then?
Yes. And I hung out there and... I didn't talk with Jim and Lauren very much while we were
That's Jim and Lauren Canario. They were dressed up as Nazi soldiers.
Yeah, so I didn't have a lot to say to them while they're playing that part.
Right.
Later on, I said, now that you're off duty, I'll say, nice to see you.
So they were...
So we had that. We had a one of the fellas' little son was dressed up as Batman, and he was, I guess, trying to hide his real identity.
Right, I think that was
fighting on the side of what's right and good.
Wasn't he the son of one of the polite officers? They actually had two guys in full police-looking uniforms with battle helmets on. That sort of
riot gear-looking stuff.
Right, except where it says police on their badge area, it actually says polite.
That was nice.
So they're the polite officers, and they are nice guys.
I guess my call is to give you that as an update to tell folks if they wanted to really. really go any deeper into it. If they go to nhfree.com, go to the New Hampshire News section on the forum.
Right, there's all kinds of information there. John, we really appreciate it.
Go to somewhere around page 26, and you'll actually start to see coverage.
Thank you, man. We appreciate hearing from you. At nhfree.com, there's a whole bunch of pictures from the event, and they had a great turnout. More on the way. It is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com, if you want to know what's going on with the show. You want to be the first to know. Get on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. So, for instance, over the weekend, I put up a brand new member of the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, not brand new. It was Lindsay, and she's been on the Shrine for a long time, but now she's become a validated Shriner, which means that she's actually proving in her photo that she listens to the show. So I updated the website with that, and, of course, the people on the updates list knew first because I sent out an email right away at the group, which is updates.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. This is the show about your calls. Kirk in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Kirk.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just about governance.
Yeah.
It seems pretty complicated how you guys have it. The stuff that you were reading is really complicated. How about the way God would govern our nation if we set the Bible down like we did when we started out? And laid down the fundamentals of rules for the United States how to govern itself, wouldn't that be a lot easier?
Can you give me some examples of what you mean?
for instance, you know, where people, you know, they had the Bibles in the schools. They had Bibles that actually children read, and we prayed, and we said the Pledge of Allegiance.
I see what you're saying. Kirk, now let me ask you about the Bible thing.
We didn't say the Pledge of Allegiance until 1900, just so you know.
Good point. About the Bible thing, we can come back to the pledge, but about the Bibles, are you talking about forcing everyone to read Bibles?
Well, I'd say that we would probably have to worship the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
The Creator, if he's the Creator, we should worship him.
Now, there's a difference between have to and should. So are you talking about forcing people to worship the so-called Creator, or are you saying that you think that people should do things like this?
Well, people should obey the Creator.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's not always the obvious.
Does the Creator demand that people, that his subjects, read the Bible?
He does demand that you do follow him. Correct.
I see.
Now, what if you're of a different religious belief? What if your family is, what if you come from a Muslim family and you're attending public schools in the United States?
That would be a sort of a Creator thing. But the way he was
talking about was, okay, Hindu.
Talking about the Bible in schools, though.
Okay, let's say Hindu. Let's say someone who is not from a monotheistic, you know, kind of the generalized concept of a one God religion.
Mm-hmm. God is a dancing elephant head.
Right, exactly. They get brought into, you know, their family lives here in the United States. They go to school in the United States. Are they going to be then told that they have to live by the Bible, even though it's not what their religion practices?
Well, you know, if we could find out what is right and what is wrong between killing people because they don't believe what you believe is.
You know what? That's interesting, Kirk, but you didn't answer Torgo's question.
Right, this has nothing to do with killing people about what you believe. This has to do with whether or not a family is going to be, you know, a child is going to be told that he has to live his life by a religion in which he doesn't believe.
Right, you're proposing new rules.
You brought up the religion, Muslim religion, correct?
I did mention Muslims, yes.
Okay, well, Muslims believe that way.
Huh? Okay,
they
let's see if we can reset
if
here.
If you don't follow,
let's not get on the Muslim. Let's not get on the Muslim pathway. I think what we're talking about here is not do we want to attack a rigid authoritarian theocratic state over in the other side of the world, but the question is, do we want to become a rigid theocratic state on this side of the world? I think that's what the question is.
In other words, become Muslim.
No, sir. Well, not become Muslim, but become, you know, say Christian to the point where other people can't practice their own religions. That's the problem with this whole, getting back to the religion thing. It scares me when I hear that, because I love the idea that this country is founded around freedom of religion, and I believe that means freedom from religion at the same time. I am not an atheist, but I know people that are, and I think that they should be able to be atheists, and I don't think that we should cram stuff down their throats.
Should we force atheists to read the Bible?
No, I think we should force atheists to love, joy, peace, comfort, you know, what the
atheists,
Bible
teaches. Wait. Now, atheists love and they like peace, too. I guess I'm a little confused here, Kirk. I want to understand what it is that you're suggesting, because you mentioned bringing the Bible back into schools. So you're talking about bringing the Bible back to government-run schools. Is that correct?
That's the way it used to be, yes.
Well, the way it used to be, Kirk, is that there were no government-run schools. So shouldn't we just get back to where the Christians can have whatever schools they want to have and everybody else can have the schools that they're looking for? Why do we have to have government schools anyway?
Yeah, well, you're asking me that question. I believe in Christian-run institutions. I believe Christianity implies joy.
So should every school be Christian-run?
I believe it should, yes.
So therefore, as an atheist, you believe in Kirk's America that I would not be allowed to open my own school.
I believe in Kirk's America. I believe in George Washington's America.
You're great at not answering my questions, Kirk.
Now, here's
really
the question. In Kirk's ideal vision of America, would an atheist be allowed to open their own private school that does not teach the Bible?
Simple question, Kirk. You still there?
Because
that's a yes or no answer. You either believe that you should be free to open up that school, or you believe otherwise.
I believe that all schools shall be governed by.
At the point of a gun. Thanks for the call, Kirk. We appreciate hearing from you.
You know, the thing is that we were given the power of choice. God gave Adam and Eve the power of choice in the garden. We have the choice every day. Mm-hmm. God affords people those choices.
Kirk thinks you'd be better off if we took those choices away.
Well, he knows that it would be better if we made the right choices. But we should be like God and give everybody the opportunity to make those choices.
You know what I choose? Commercials.
More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can call tonight and give us your vision for your Christian utopia.
Or anything else.
Like Kirk just did. Yeah, and you can bring up anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. Now, I'm not 100% sure that I got from Kirk's conversation that he wanted to make a Christian utopia. I think he just sort of believed in the principles of the Bible.
And wanted to enforce them on everyone by gun.
No, I think he said, should. That was the terminology that
should. No, we asked him enough times. We asked the same question in 20 different formats. And finally, we got him to come down and basically admit that he wants to force the Bible on everybody. Because we finally asked the question of, should an atheist, in Kirk's perfect America, should an atheist be able to go and open up his own private school that doesn't involve teaching the Bible? And his answer was no.
Well, you know, if you force people into Christianity, you don't have Christians. You just have people that are walking through the motions. They don't even know whether they are or they aren't.
Because
they never really get an opportunity
jail.
To make a choice to choose Christ.
Yeah, you don't.
It's a bad idea. Christianity is only a choice.
Did Christ
a choice to serve?
I'm curious. I mean, I didn't read a lot of the Bible, but did Christ threaten people? I mean, did he go around saying, you either join me, or I'm going to have my band of thugs pick you up and throw you in this jail cell?
Yeah, he had, you know, those 12 toughs hanging around him, you know, that enforcing, breaking kneecaps of the non-believers.
I just didn't get that message when I was in church. I thought
think
that Kurt
just
all voluntary.
Very badly wants everybody to go to heaven. I think that's what he wants.
But, okay, can you actually go to heaven if you're enforcing God's will at gunpoint?
I think that there's, you know, it's a slippery slope. The Pharisees believed that they were good religious men,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus said that they weren't. They were doing the wrong thing. And I think that Christianity in America has really become more like
it's
the Pharisees
warped.
Than like Christ's life.
Well, see, here's what it is. If you don't believe in God and don't follow the teachings of the Bible, many Christians believe that you're going to go to hell. Now, if you are a good and righteous person, follow the teachings of the Bible, follow the teachings of God, then you will get into heaven. Those are the two general mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people are doing is offering you the choice of heaven or hell. It's just one is more immediate than the other. Because it's your options are to believe in God or not. And if not, you're going to go to hell
right
now.
Boy, can you imagine? I mean, right now we have a government that pits interest groups against one another. I mean, you've got Christians fighting to get the Bible back in schools. You've got gays fighting the Christians and Christians fighting the gays. And, you know, certain interest groups are attacking one another.
It's easier to pick teams.
To see their agenda imposed on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Even if we got close to having essentially a theocracy in this country, how divided the Christians would become? I mean, they're already pretty divided, but can you imagine the evangelicals trying to get control of the government versus the Baptists trying to get control of the government?
Sure, the Methodists would be saying to the evangelicals, we can't have you in government because we never know when you're going to flip on the floor and talk and speak in tongues. You people are unreliable.
That's Pentecostals.
Right, that's what the evangelicals are.
Okay.
Evangelical is a type of Pentecostal is a type of evangelical.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I used to go to meetings at an evangelical church and never saw any of that type of
stuff. Well,
so I'm just surprised to hear that. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Apostolics, too. Anyway.
They would never be able to come to an agreement on which version of the Bible we put in the schools.
Right. You wouldn't want Catholics in charge of the government because they drink. Right? You know, Baptists wouldn't want that crap. So, yeah, it'd be a big problem.
What a mess.
The Mormons, where do they fit in?
Hey, simple solution. Let's keep religion out of government. If we're going to insist on having a government, it certainly doesn't need to be religious. Hour number two is on the way. We got a couple bad cop stories and more coming up for you. Plus, gas prices. The politicians are on the attack, or they will be here shortly. Hour two coming up at Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you strong?